to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And the topic of the week is changing the things we can and accepting the things we can't. Give me the serenity. Give yourself the serenity to accept the things that you cannot change. Tap into your courage to change the things that you can and tap into your wisdom to know the difference. And in the last episode, I talked about basically categorizing, putting into boxes the things that are stopping you from reaching your career goals that are, number one, out of your control, like the economy, your boss, your organization, the global pandemic. These are things that are out of your control that absolutely could be stopping you from upgrading your career. But then also recognizing the things that are in your control, the internal things, who you are as a human being, your beliefs, your behaviors, your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, your personality, the way that you show up, all of that. That is 100% that is in your control. And by upgrading those, that's how you're going to upgrade your career. And so what I want to talk about on this episode is diving a little bit deeper into the idea of complaining. Complaining about what we cannot control. Complaining about when things do not go our way. Complaining about when things are going, quote unquote, wrong. And it's a really, first I want to say that it's a natural human reaction to bad stuff happening. You know, when the global pandemic happens, right? We complain, right? Like, oh, we could have seen this coming. And then we complain about how people are dealing with it or not dealing with it, how the government is responding, how our friends are responding. And it's very easy to cast shame and judgment onto others for the decisions that they're making. You know, that's one form of complaining. Another form of complaining is just that, like, in general, life sucks. Life sucks right now. There's no way that I can change things. I'm just going to sit on my couch and eat bonbons, watch Netflix, right? That's another form of complaining where you're basically casting that fear, that doubt, that anger, whatever it might be, just onto the world in general. And so, look, it can feel good too to complain because it's like it releases some of that frustration and that anger around things not going our way or things not going as expected. And what I want to say, number one, is that it's natural and it's human to do that. And that, number two, doing that occasionally, it can feel good. And and I'm not going to make you wrong for it because we've all done it. I've done it. I do it a lot. It's just that the danger here, and I've noticed it with myself. I've noticed it for several close family members. I've noticed it with folks that we've worked with. While visiting Complainyville every once in a while, where it's like, oh, can I just vent? Right? Can we have a vent party? Like, life just sucks right now, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, gosh, I really hope that I don't get laid off, or like, I can't stand dealing with my colleagues who don't know how to use Zoom, or when is this global pandemic going to be over? Some states are doing this and some states are doing the other thing, and my company can't even decide what's going on, and my boss is in a complete state of whoa right now. Like, can I just vent for 10 seconds? Cool, go vent, done, and then move on, right? And then you move on with your life and you don't live there. Like you consciously choose, you intentionally choose to vent, to complain, and then you move on. That's actually can be extremely empowering to do that. But what can get dangerous is when you start to live there. You get addicted to complaining. And some of you may know someone in your life, whether it's a friend, a colleague, a family member, who's addicted to complaining. And if you don't, what it basically sounds like is that virtually every word out of their mouth is a complaint or a veiled complaint. And they may not even realize that they're doing it. So I'll give you a couple of examples just so that you can kind of see. So I gave you the example of like what it looks like when you're just in the moment and you want to vent and then you move on, right? That's what it feels like. And that can actually be good. It can feel great and it can be extremely, it can actually get you into a state of resourcefulness, which is what we want here. We want to be resourceful. We want to feel resourceful and make change and make a difference and be the leaders that we know that we're capable of being so we can make the impact and upgrade our careers in the process. I gave you that example. That can be great. It can be healthy. It's wonderful. But what's dangerous and unhealthy and bad for you, bad for others, bad for your career is when you start to get addicted to complaining. So I want to give you a couple of examples so that you kind of, you can be on the out, be on the outlook for this, you know, look out for it. So one example, I'll use an example for myself. Because I used to be, hi, I'm Jen. I used to be addicted to complaining. And one of the things that set me off to realize that it was actually that I was addicted to complaining was that I would do it even when we were on vacation. You know, this was something like 10 years ago or something like that. And Rob and I went to Hawaii. Beautiful place. And, you know, it wasn't like I was completely like in the dumps. I'm not an in the dumps kind of person. Like for those of you who've known me for a while, or even if you've known me just for a little bit, like I'm a pretty like happy-go-lucky, optimistic, idealistic person. But it's just that for a good part of my life, I complained a lot and I don't anymore. And I made that change I chose to make that change. It didn't just happen magically. It was me noticing that even when we were in Hawaii, we got, and I remember this, like this moment, like so distinctly, we got to Hawaii, we got to the hotel room and like the part of the memory that I want to remember, the big piece of it, was how beautiful this hotel room was. And there was a view of the ocean. And it was a lovely hotel room at a lovely hotel. And, you know, palm trees. And it was so great. But that's the essence that I want to remember. But the learning moment for me that, oh, man, do I complain too much? Right? Was I started walking around the hotel room, finding out and pointing out all the things that were wrong with it. Like, I walked out to the view of the ocean and I was like, oh, cool. We're supposed to get an ocean view, but I gotta like tilt my head this way to see it. It's not right in front of me. You know what I'm talking about? Like it was on the side, right? So you had to like go out and then look a little bit and then the ocean was over there. Right, I was complaining that it wasn't 100% ocean view when it was right there, right? It wasn't like you had to like, you know, completely crane your neck. So I was complaining about that. And I was like, ah, oh, there's only one sink in the bathroom. What is this? We're paying all this money for this hotel room. There's only one sink. Man, what is this door to the bathroom? I don't get it. It doesn't lock. You know how sometimes you go to hotels and it's just like a sliding door? It actually did lock. It was just a little bit tricky. There was a little notch thing. The door to the bathroom doesn't lock. What kind of hotel is this? The door to the bathroom doesn't lock. And then I would go over to the pillows. Oh, these pillows suck. Oh man, we're gonna have to get new pillows. I'm very picky about my pillows. I was like, hang on. And I know Rob must have said something. Like, seriously, we're in paradise, hon. And it was in that moment that I was like, man, I complain too much, don't I? He was like, yeah, you do. I love you, hon, but you complain too much. And it was in that moment in paradise, taking a trip that we had planned years for, like living our dream. I was like, enough. Enough. I am going to get rid of my addiction to complaining. And I did. And it was a process for sure. It was a process of being aware of when I was doing it. Not like making myself wrong for it, because like, okay, this is like a conditioned response that has been building up over years and years and years. I got to form a new habit. And basically what I replaced it with was gratitude. So as soon as I noticed myself starting to go into complaining mode, I would say, all right, I'm doing that. That's just that old pattern showing up. I'm going to change to gratitude. And I am so thankful for the ocean. I am so thankful for these pillows, and even getting to a little bit like silly with it, right? Overblown with it. And now I live in gratitude. Do I still complain? Sure. Because again, it's like a natural human response, especially when things don't go our way. So that's how it shows up, and it can absolutely show up in your career as well, where you start complaining about the things that you can't change and focusing more on that than the things that you can. And I gave you a bunch of examples in the last episode as well. You start complaining about your boss and it becomes a day-to-day thing. I can't stand my boss. Can you believe what he said today? I made the best suggestion in the world and he completely blew me off. And I can't, oh my God, the organization that I work for is just completely nuts. You know, it's just, you have to like be able to do backflips in order to get a promotion. And I can't stand it. And they just, oh my God. And like being a woman in tech, oh my God, this is terrible. They're never going to recognize me for who I am. Like they're terrible. They're sexist, racist jerks. And you live there. Those are all of the thoughts that you are going through in your head, and what you're feeling is like what you're feeling 80 to 90% of the time, not just maybe 10% where you kind of visit there. Because there's a form of this, like, ugh, those racist, sexist, oh man, I can't stand it. Let's change it. Let's make it better, right? There's that. And then there's just the complaining and you don't switch to the empowerment, right? Because that's what we want is, in order to make change as leaders, in order to change your career, in order to make more of an impact with your team, in order to change the tech industry, in order to get rid of racism, sexism, ageism, and all the other isms that are out there, we gotta make change. And you cannot make change if you are complaining. It is not possible, because complaining is a completely 0%, it is unresourceful. There is no resourcefulness in complaining. There is no action. There's no intelligent, inspired action in complaining. And that's what's required to make change. So if you're ready to ignite your resourcefulness, to really tap into it so that you can make a massive change in your career, for the tech industry, even in the face of massive challenges that we cannot control, so that you can make a massive impact, it's time to book a call with us today. Do it immediately. thepeoplestack.com/book. Because we need leaders now more than ever. And we need leaders now who understand the importance of getting resourceful. We need leaders now who understand that, yeah, life, that change is the only constant. That if you live in complaining about the changes, if you live in a place where you're complaining about things aren't going right, if you're focusing on what's wrong and what's bad and what you can't change, then you're not going to be able to change it. And you realize that you want to make that shift, or you've already started to make that shift and you want to continue to live there. So you live in gratitude and joy and peace and acceptance and courage. Then it's time to get help to do that, because there's no way to make this shift and to continue to go on the path toward mastery on your own. It's just not possible. It's simply not. We're doing this, and we're doing this together to lift each other up, because, by the way, we're human and we all make mistakes. We all get scared. We all complain, and we need people, experts, if you really want to get to the highest level in your career, to point out, here's your patterns. Here's your negative patterns. Here are the things that you're believing that might require an upgrade. Here are the skills that you have. And it's awesome that you've acquired those skills. And it's awesome that you have those natural abilities. Here's that next level. And it requires an expert, so that you can see, so that you can be shown what you can't see, because you're unconsciously incompetent. You don't know what you don't know. And also, what got you here to this point in your career, to this point in your life, is not what's going to get you there. You got to change. And you can struggle through it on your own if you want. It's your choice. If you want to do that, it's just going to take longer. There's going to be a lot more struggle in order to break through to that next level. Why not have experts to guide you? That's us. We have proven systems. We have world-class support that has worked for hundreds of our clients. The only requirements, and this is a big one, but it is really the only requirement, is you have to be coachable. You have to show up, and within coachable, what I mean by that is you have to show up as decisive, committed, resourceful, ready to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone. That's what's required to get to that next level in your career, and to move beyond the complaining and move into a constant state of resourcefulness and gratitude and empowerment and courage, because it takes all of those things in order to make a massive positive impact. So if you're ready for all of that and you want to know what specifically for you, if you want a custom tailored plan for how to upgrade your career, to finally get recognized as a badass technical leader that you are and to continue to be even better, if you're sick and tired of being under-recognized, overworked, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So we look forward to speaking with you soon. And remember, folks, complaining, it's easy to do. It's easy to complain. But that's not what leaders do. Leaders do the hard work of getting resourceful to make change happen. And that's what we're here to do as tech leaders. That's it for the day. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.